So they put a 200 in that take care of the whole situation. Mm. You know what I mean? If they had, like, it's normally it's three. Well, average, every now and then somebody going to fish 2.5. You know, so the fishing is. And if you put it at 10, they're going to fish 8 or 9.5. If you put it at 200, you don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's what they do. So,
You think it'll help, or you think there's any use in doing it that way? Or?
I don't know. It's just something that, I don't know. It's possible that it will help, but I don't really know. No man can really tell what goes on out there, you know.
That's right.
You know,
yeah.
you just don't know. But like I said, just looking at it from a realistic standpoint, you would think it would help.
Yeah.
Because if you kill all the mothers, naturally you won't have any children.
Yeah. You know,
That's as simple as that. And that's what you're doing. The mother, the roe shrimp that would be spawned in, the roe shrimp that's out there now, the ones that would lay the eggs and repopulate the area. If you get everyone out there dry, you know, if you catch 10 pounds of them, well, say one shrimp can produce millions of shrimp. So if you get 10 pounds, you have destroyed millions of shrimp, you know what I mean?
That's right, yeah.
So it stands to reason that it could have something, well, it could have a good idea, you know, but we don't really know, you know. Because there have been years that we didn't have any roe shrimp to talk about at all and had a good fall. So now where did they come from?
Unless they migrate or something like that, you know.
So you just, you really don't know. But we were denied, well, in February, the season that's supposed to close in February, they closed on the 31st of December. So that took 2 months off us right there.
Yeah.
And then we have 90 more days from where in right now, and right, I say about the middle of this month, right long and now, you could be catching, you know, a little bit of shrimp to keep going. But then you can't feed.
Yeah. I never thought about the cold weather killing, really.
Well, it did. In fact, I know one or two fellas that caught some that were. He said, "I don't know whether they're dead, but they're not moving. You know? They're either dead or cold. I don't know which one." So I didn't catch any dead ones. So I couldn't say.
Well, okay. Are both of your parents from this county too?
Yes, my father lived here from the time he was, I think, 6 months old until now. And my mother, I think, as far as I know, she was born and raised here.
Where was your father born?
He was born in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
He was brought here when he was 6 months old.
What about your grandparents then? Where were they born, do you know?
I really don't know. Where they were born. I'm sure my grandmother on my father's side was born. Oh, I don't know, but my grandfather, rather, he came here. Well, no, I don't know.
What about on your mother's side?
My mother's side, my grandmother, I think she was born in this area. And I think my grandfather was from a little town called, oh boy, so it's not far from Jessup. I can't think of what it's called. Small town, you can almost drive through it before you realize you've already passed through it. It's near Jessup area.
Probably, that's in Wayne County, I think.
I can't think of this one. I don't know what the name of the town. But he came from another county.
Okay.